You're listening to SBS News.
Felonese Floyd, the brother of George Floyd, says that he's speaking before a House congressional committee to get justice for his late brother.
I'm here today to get justice for my brother as he pleaded for his life and the officers ignored him. It hurt just to watch 8 minutes and 46 seconds, and I was in pain, and the world is in pain right now. I love my brother. He's still here in spirit right now, and we need justice, and we demand justice. Thank you.
Mr. Floyd and Benjamin Crump, the attorney for the Floyd family, both spoke to reporters on Capitol Hill.
Changing the culture and the behavior of police starts at the top. And that's why we're here in Washington, D.C., testifying before the House Judiciary Committee, because the tragic killing of George Floyd gives us the best opportunity I've seen since I've been doing this for us to get real change, systematic reform to affect how police treat people of color, especially black people.
In the session, Democrats reviewed the Justice and Policing Act, a far-ranging package of proposals amid a national debate on policing and racial inequity in the United States. Mr. Floyd's appearance before a House hearing came a day after funeral services for his brother George, whose death has become a worldwide symbol in demonstrations over calls for changes to police practices and an end to racial prejudices. The hearing has set the stage for a debate later this month on the sweeping police reform bill that Democrats unveiled on Monday. Benjamin Crump gave House lawmakers a number of suggestions for reforming America's policing and judicial systems.
It's become painfully obvious that what we have right now are two systems of justice, one for white Americans and another for black Americans.
Mr. Crump ticked off a list of black Americans who've been killed by police in recent years.
Breonna Taylor, Pamela Turner, Botham Jones, Michael Brown, Stephon Clark, Eric Gardner, Tamir Rice, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Laquan McDonald, just to name a few.
He added that body cams should be mandatory for all police officers.
Given the incidents that have led to this moment in time, it should be mandatory for police officers to wear body cams and should be considered obstruction of justice to turn them off.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says that they are cautiously optimistic that the Senate will be able to find common ground to respond to the growing calls for policing legislation to be overhauled.
I'm cautiously optimistic that there's a growing market for an outcome that take the proposals of the Democrats, married up with what Senator Scott's working on, get in a room somewhere and see if you can find some common ground on some of it. I think that's possible if people want to get to yes.
The Judiciary Committee is expected to hold further hearings next week to prepare the bill for a full House vote. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, Police Chief Medaria Arredondo has said his department will withdraw from police union contract negotiations, announcing the first steps in what he said would be transformational reforms to the agency in the wake of George Floyd's death. He said a thorough review of the contract is planned and added that the contract needed to be restructured to provide more transparency and flexibility for true reform. The review would look at matters such as critical incident protocols, use of force, and disciplinary protocols, including grievances and arbitration. He promised new research and strategies to spot and intervene with problem officers. A majority of Minneapolis City Council members called for dismantling the department, but they provided no clear plan on how that would happen. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said he would not support abolishing the department, but he would favor a cultural shift in how it functions. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.